threatened by a barking dog. Pharaoh, a human, scrambles up a tree. Otto, a young chimpanzee, calls off the dog. What is he to fear from a mere human? Suddenly, a blast of wind, a roar, then a crash. Pharaoh looks in wonderment. Otto turns and runs back to Chalo, his village, to report the strangeness to his father. Cautiously, Pharaoh emerges from the woods and creeps toward the giant, bullet-like object. He finds a lever and pulls. A section lifts away. Strapped in contour seats, three humans sit slumped over, Jones, Burton, and Burke. Jones was dead. Pharaoh turns to Burton and Burke. They are alive. Carefully, Pharaoh removes the two survivors. Then the hoofbeats. Only the apes rode horses. It must be a search party from Kalo. Pharaoh had just pulled the survivors into an old shelter when Beska and Arno rode up with three gorillas. A human. There were two others, cried Beska. Meanwhile, in the shelter, Burton and Burke regain consciousness. Suddenly, Burton conceals himself beside the door, almost attacking Pharaoh, who enters offering fresh fruit. Disturbed by news of the spaceship, Zaius recalls an earlier ship and his recurring nightmare of fantastic humans who built complex machinery designed for destruction. Zaius is determined to know the thoughts of these newly arrived astronauts. He orders they be kept alive, for the moment. Pharaoh explains that humans hold no status, except in an old book he's found. The apes control the planet. The astronauts realize they've gone through a time warp. Desperate to check their chronometer, Pharaoh leads the astronauts to their spaceship. Pharaoh vainly attempts to distract an armed gorilla guard, and is shot. The astronauts are led away. Pharaoh is left to die. Burke's protests are ignored by Urko. Unobserved, Galen discovers Pharaoh's book. Before the council, Burton states his belief that all creatures are equal and should live in peace. But Urko insists the astronauts be put to death. Urko detonates a grenade he's stolen from Zaius. Would an ape go for the vein, he demands. Zaius orders a deeper probing of the astronauts' minds. Troubled by Pharaoh's book, Galen visits the astronauts and learns of a world beyond his imagination. Burton asks Galen to help him escape.